Anya Wainwood and Horton Redford exchanged a look. Hunter drained his wine cup and held it out to be refilled. "Lord Baelish," Sir Simon said, "you must forgive us that display." "Must I?" Littlefinger's voice had grown cold. "You brought him here, my lords." Bronzion said, "It was never our intent. You brought him here. I would be well within my rights to call my guards and have all of you arrested." Hunter lurched to his feet so wildly that he almost knocked the flagon out of Elaine's hands. "You gave us safe conduct." "Yes, be grateful that I have more honor than some." Peter sounded as angry as she had ever heard him. "I have read your declaration and heard your demands. Now hear mine. Remove your armies from this mountain. Go home and leave my son in peace. Misrule there has been, I will not deny it. But that was Lysa's work, not mine. Grant me but a year, and with Lord Nestor's help I promise that none of you shall have any cause for grievance."
"So you say," said Belmore. "Yet how shall we trust you?"
"You dare call me untrustworthy? It was not me who bared steel at Parley. You write of defending Lord Robert even as you deny him food. That must end. I am no warrior, but I will fight you if you do not lift this siege. There are other lords besides you in the Vale, and King's Landing will send men as well. If it is war you want, say so now, and the Vale will bleed." Elaine could see the doubt blooming in the eyes of the lord's declarant.
"A year is not so long a time," Lord Redford said uncertainly. "Mayhaps, if you gave assurances.
None of us..."